The game was endless. 38 men played before it was over. Maria set a record, too. She chewed Mr. P clean out of gum. The Dodgers led throughout most of the game, but everyone knew the Yankees were luckier than mice in a cheese factory. They could not relax until Red Barber announced a Brooklyn victory. Not even when there was only one out to go, Yankees trailing 5-8. Especially not when Joe DiMaggio was swinging the bat with two men on base. He had already smacked a home run earlier and could get lucky again. DiMaggio connected, walloping one 415 feet to left center. At that instant, Shirley hated him as much as she hated awaiting marriage. Even more. Then a miracle. A miracle that banished every unkind thought and filled her with wonder. Gianfrido, charging from left field to the edge of the bullpen, reached behind the fence and robbed DiMaggio of his sure home run and a tied game. Screeching and leaping, the fans at Mr. P's gave a good imitation of monkeys stung by a swarm of bees. Even the boxes of ivory snow and cornflakes, jars of peanut butter and mustard, hopped. Forgetting 39 generations of Confucian breeding, Shirley hugged anyone in reach. Mr. P swept her up in his arms and twirled to a song he bellowed out in Greek. Everybody started to clap in time, around and around, faster and faster, until finally, in happy exhaustion, he plopped her on the counter to mop his face with his apron. Mabel and Joseph took the floor. Like a yo-yo, the captain flung Joseph out and snatched him back. Mabel sure could jitterbug. Finally, to Irvy's horror, Maria pulled him off the freezer, and as he stood, stiff as an icicle, she tap-danced about, nudging him with a shoulder, patting him on the cheek, closer and closer till they were nose to nose, and he fled into the street. Only then did Shirley notice Tommy, outside, darting from car to car, kissing the hoods like a proud new papa. Any other day it might have seemed strange. Not today. The series was tied, and the Dodgers had been reborn. What happened on Monday was too painful to recall. On Tuesday, Shirley could forget everything, except that the Dodgers had lost and the Yankees were the world champs. Oh, she got up in the morning and went to bed at night and did what she was supposed to, but her heart wasn't in it. Wait until next year, everyone said. Only next year seemed as far away as a balloon lost in summer skies.